And it's time for the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire. At two locations, Hogan Road and State Street in Bangor, by the First National Bank, and by the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation. We welcome in our friend Mark Callan of Eastern Maine Sports. Hello there, Mark. How's your Friday going?
Oh, beautiful out. Summer is here.
My goodness. Listen, forget high school sports. Anybody. Got to love the week we've had. This has been incredible, but it sure helps those high school teams get things taken care of and gives us a little preview of what's ahead.
Yeah, knock on wood. I mean, I guess there might be some weather at the beginning of the week next week, but we've been pretty lucky this spring overall, and very few makeup games.
Yeah, it's just great out there for everybody getting out and enjoying high school sports. What's been happening since we talked to you last week? What have been some of the big games and occurrences?
Well, I think the biggest one was Brewer beating Ellsworth. What a big win for them. They kind of struggled a little bit, not a lot, but they knocked off Ellsworth and gave them a first loss, so a huge win for the Witches. And, they're going to have a chance to play another undefeated team here coming up soon in Bangor. So, big win for them.
Yeah, got a little help, too. Errors will always do you in.
Yeah, certainly will. Know that at every level, from high school right through the pros.
Absolutely. So what's coming up? Where are you this weekend?
This weekend, I am not actually covering a game, but I am. We're going to be posting a broadcast schedule here within the next, probably by early in the week. So we'll have that posted and be out there. And we'll definitely be out there here the last couple of weeks of the regular season and going right into the playoffs. And there's a lot of good stuff happening, though. I do want to mention the softball, too. You mentioned what has happened lately. Herman had a big win over Nokomis in Class B softball. Nokomis was unbeaten before that, and there's no more undefeated teams in softball, in Class B softball.
So what else is on the horizon here for the next week? What have we got for big games other than the ones you mentioned?
Well, I think another big one in Class B baseball is Ellsworth at John Babbs. I did mention the Bangor Brewer game. That's actually Monday, and as is Ellsworth at John Babbs. So a couple big games in the area on Monday baseball-wise, and looking forward to that. And PVHS, I want to mention in softball, PVHS, they're only 3-2, but they're number one in the heel point standings. And great tradition there. And I expect them to get better as the season goes on.
Now, how's everybody doing as you look around when it comes to needing to make up games? I know the last year people were often in a bind because of COVID and some of the weather issues, but is everybody in good shape to get their games in?
Seems to be. There hasn't been a lot of a lot of COVID related postponements or anything. And as we said, the weather's been pretty good too. So we've been pretty fortunate. And also for one last season, we got an open tournament. So if somebody does miss a game or two, not ideal, but it's not. It'll be okay because there is an open tournament. So this will be the last. Start of the fall, we'll go back to two-thirds like we had before. So it is an open tournament this coming spring.
I see there's also some discussion as we look ahead to the fall about changing some of the classifications. And I think exciting news last week that particularly Southern Maine teams will be allowed to play football teams from the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, they're trying to limit the lopsided games, and hopefully this helps. I mean, I think there's always going to be a handful of those, but if there can be less of those, that's good. And playing teams in New Hampshire in the regular season, that will help also. And I think it's make it more entertaining.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, you have a great weekend. We'll look for that broadcast schedule. Follow Eastern Maine Sports for everything you need to know about sports in this area. Mark, thanks as always, and we'll visit with you again next Friday afternoon.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rich.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Callan with us. I'm Downtown, the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire. Full automotive repair, a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. By the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community. And by the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.